right.
Let's get the the camera located. This off. There.
All right, man.
All right, man.
They sound like they're having fun.
Yeah, they do. I mean, lots of funk going on.
Which
up
is
there.
Why we should hit start.
Yeah. No, scoot microphones out of the way. Uh-oh.
I've always seen you. Couple eyes.
All right.
We're good.
All right, well, yeah. Like, looks like everything's okay.
Okay, we're on the air?
You were on the air.
Oh, okay.
We're live.
I got the sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
We even got the sign behind us. Uh-oh.
Oh, I recognize this piece. Panonika, or Panonika, I'm not sure which it is.
Panonika.
Panonika.
How I always... Okay. The great Thelonious Monk, Thelonious Sphere Monk, one of the greatest names in jazz, and one of the... He just moved everything he did.
Yeah, I have a version of this on a very early 1962 compilation, where it's just him at the keyboard.
Man, this is one of those guys, I always talk about that time machine. If I could catch him live somewhere, just laying it down in some smoky bar room with, you know, 100 people... In awe, that would have been beautiful.
Our record album here says that the man remains among the most challenging, provocative, and disturbing figures in modern music. Now you're laughing, tell me why.
I mean, just the word disturbing, I don't see it that way, but I do know that in the beginning, everybody did have that to say about him. He was a disturbing figure. And of course, what happened to him later on in life, he got to the point where he wouldn't talk to anybody when he went on the road. He developed a disease that people don't understand what he had. And he just kind of got into a real weird box.
Was it when he was performing with Cab Calloway that he was performing? I may be totally confusing this because the style, which is a bebop, was in development at the time, and Cab was trying to get everybody on the page like a good director.
Yeah.
But I think it was Thelonious that was in the background doing his thing, and Cab would go, hey, knock it off with the Chinese,
that's
all
right? Yeah. And then that's why they called all those guys moldy figs. They're like, you guys aren't hip enough to do this music. And then it became the war between the new jazz guys and the old jazz guys.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You made a comment, by the way, we're just wrapping up two shows of Neon Jazz. 467 and 468, meaning we are rapidly approaching the number 500 mark.
Very quick.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you get to 500?
Man, I tell you what, I've been thinking about that. And the last ceremonial episode, I think, was the Green Lady Lounge, which I love John Scott. I love what the Green Lady Lounge is doing for Kansas City. I love all the guys that play there. It's just such a rich joint, and they have such good music. But I don't know. I it may not hit me until a week before it happens. But it's in the hopper.
Sounds like it's in the hopper. It may not hit me, but when it does, you sound like a jazz guy.
It's improv, my friend. It's going to happen when it happens.
Yeah.
And it's going to be there.
We are listening to Thelonious Monk from a Riverside album called Oh My, Brilliant Corners.
And this is
with Sonny Rollins, Ernie Henry, and Clark Terry. Well, you got some names on here.
That right there is a power lineup of goodness right there.
Yeah.
Off the Riverside label. One thing I did want to bring up, speaking of a power lineup, I had the pleasure of going to the Kansas City Jazz Fest this weekend.
Yes, you were talking about that.
And the beauty of it, my beautiful girlfriend Amanda and I made it out, and it was the perfect date. It was the perfect weather. And you get to these events sometimes, and you're like, it's too hot, it's too cold, this is going on. It was perfect. Everything was, the music was perfect. I think people bemoan the fact that there's not more people coming out supporting the music, jazz, which is Kansas City's music that's been dubbed by the locals. But I think that at the end of the day, those that partook got every single cent on their dollar worth it and saw phenomenal people. Like I saw Logan Richardson, Regina Carter, there was just phenomenal music that was getting displayed for the people. I dug it.
Yeah, it was like nature was just following along with the whole thing.
That's right.
Synchronicity, as you and I call it.
The sun was shining.
Yes.
In perfect harmony.
Now, bring weights here. It may start hailing.
It's probably going to hail. There's going to be a rainbow, and it's going to be like, it's still hailing, but there's a rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There would be a concert, boy.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, I'd sit in the rain for that.
That'd be the only way to sit in it.
Yeah.
Just getting belted the whole time.
Yeah, well, that and the cigarette smoke.
That's right. Dissipating into the wind. So what else? You were going to ask me something else.
In the show, yeah. You talked about... I was going to ask you, what is the distinction between bebop and hard bop?
Okay, now there's going to be textbook definitions. There's going to be all kinds of definitions you're going to find on the web.
Yeah, true. But I mean, kind of in your head.
In my head, as it floats through with the notes. Yeah, this is what I would say. If I grab the notes down, bebop was kind of this, it's kind of like watching a butterfly that jags around in the sunshine all over the place. And there's a synchronicity to it, as we've...
Yeah,
mentioned.
The direction of it is sure, but not always to the viewer.
Right.
Or to the hearer in the case of jazz.
Yeah, exactly. And that wind's blowing it around, and you may lose it for a minute, then you'll catch it again. But hard bop is more like that eagle in the wind that's kind of floating around. You don't ever lose sight. It's a little bit more straight ahead and smooth.
Yeah.
It's not as jagged, and the syncopation's a little bit more in line with things. But with the bebop... Just like with Monk here, just everything's kind of flying all over the place. Just a little bit off, but very appealing.
Still like life.
Right.
Purposed to center, but, you know, no path is perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the path I like to take there, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah, kind of notice it.
I'm a bebop traditionalist.
That announcer's got to go.
That announcer's. Everything was fine, but that announcer's got to go. Got to go. But yeah, but I like both blends. It's kind of like a cup of coffee in the morning. I'll take a little bit of the bebop on the bottom, a little bit of hard bop on the top, just stir it up with some sugar.
Some sugar, or you may be asked to try it without sugar for once.
Right.
Yep.
Just take it regular.
Like anything else avant-garde, we're going to pour a little cinnamon. I don't ever have cinnamon in my coffee. Now you do.
That's right. Or hazelnut or whatever you need.
Whatever that stuff is.
Whatever wakes
my
you
goodness.
Up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm an old broadcaster, okay? I used to hang around in the newsroom with Charles Gray. I mean, which was about as a gumshoe-looking guy as ever, who would go into the police department in order to get the... Everybody knew him, and he'd go into the police department to get the reports and the accidents and the problems, you know, during the nighttime. Yeah. This was a guy, as you can well imagine, like a lot of newscasters of that generation, would have appreciated this,
yes,
along with the fact that he would have taken his coffee black, baby.
That's right.
Black.
Don't put any of that sugar in there.
Don't put that sugar in there. You never cleaned his cup.
Never.
You just pour it on yesterday's dregs. And slam that down, you know.
That's the kind of guy, if you did try to clean the cup, the handle would fall off.
That's why,
like, the years of...
You know, despite the fact this is occurring in my garage, maybe get one of those ventilation fans, but to just sit here and do this show with a couple of luckies lit up. We'll have those old perforated tiles that are held on the wall by raw nicotine.
LSMFT, my friends.
Yes. Means fine tobaccos.
Fine tobacco. I knew one guy years ago, my grocery store days, that knew everything about that pack. When it turned red, it was paying homage to, I believe, Korean War vets, because it used to be green. LSMFT, every single... There was so many peccadilloes about that pack I had no idea about. I know more about Lucky Strike than I do legislation that was passed last week, and that's bad.
No kidding.
You know, so...
Well, anyway, kind of wrapping up the piece here, and with that, enjoy the music.
That's right, my friends. Enjoy your life and the jazz.
Neon Jazz.